how did you guys, interviewing with the Johnsons,
when did you first get to know them? How did you make their acquaintance? I know they moved in next door.
Well, they built a house next door. And we got acquainted with them, with every kid that came along. I don't know how many children they had when they first came here. I don't know.
They would have had six of the seven, I think.
January 1st, 1955, we moved in.
Yeah, you were ahead of them.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember how she had those little kids all fitted up rocks. She really knew how to keep those kids busy. I've never known them. But kept their kids as creative. In fact, I think it was little Charlotte who went to school and they wanted them to draw a picture of their home and the other, or something, and they did at home. Oh, the other kids had pretty flowers or such, and she was picking up rocks.
Well, they had a pile of dirt out there, that's for sure. And all the neighborhood kids came over and dug in it.
Oh.
But,
I need to show you a picture of that. Let me show you a picture of that. We found a picture of them picking rocks. You'll recognize this. Oh, it's back here. Let's see. Right here.
Oh,
that's their old...
Yeah, I can believe that. Picks and rakes and shovels. Yeah.
That's funny. So that was 103 years ago, right across the street. Wait, 53 years ago.
Yeah, that's more like it. Well, go ahead with your...
Well, you saw all the kids grow up then. You've lived here a long time.
Yeah, longer than halls.
Yeah.
And we helped grow up those kids.
Tell me about it.
They didn't ever put any play toys over there for the kids in that yard. But we had our own kids, so I put up the swings and the tricky bar and a sand pile. And so the kids...
On the trampoline.
Yeah, on the trampoline.
In fact, I wrote the person that was selling trampolines and said, go over to Johnson's.
They'll buy anything.
Did you say a turkey bar?
Tricky
bar.
Just a vertical with some holes in the side that you put a bar up so they can skin the cat or chin themselves or whatever they want.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Could set it at different levels.
Oh, okay. So did the kids come over and play here?
Sure.
That's what you're saying?
Oh, I think Ida Rose sent them over. Get rid of them.
So how many kids did you have then?
We had five.
Okay.
Because we didn't have any until we'd been married about we adopted all five.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, our kids befriended theirs. And who was it that, Nancy next door.
Yes.
She would organize theatrical presentations. Put blankets up for the side of the stage. And she organized. And when they finished organizing, they'd call us all in to see their production. And then after Nancy had done all that, she just walked off and let all the stuff in the yard and had to get the kids or ourselves to clean it up.
Oh, that's good. So what did the Halls keep busy doing when they were a younger family?
Oh, they got up and practiced some kind of musical instrument first.
Okay.
Then they cleaned the house. They all had a job.
What time in the morning do you think that was?
I don't remember.
Okay. Was it early or just regular?
No, early.
Early. Probably read their scriptures, too.
Yeah. But they were really very organized. Ida Rose was a great organizer.
Now, I've heard from others that Tracy kind of let Ida Rose run the home.
Oh, yes.
Was that true?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know what went on between the two of them. In the quiet moments, but she ran the home.
But Tracy was not a very well person when he came here. And she just carried on and didn't make anything that Tracy was ill so much of the time.
So he was sick a lot?
Oh, yes, when he first came here.
In the early years, huh?
Uh-huh. And Ida Rose protected him. And did they immediately make him a research director when they came? He came here?
Yeah, he came here for that position.
I think so, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he offered would come right to bed after he got home. And she never made an issue of that.
Oh, okay. Great. That's good to know. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, did either of you guys work at BYU?
Both of us have.
Oh, okay.
I started the electrical engineering department in 1953 in the fall.
Oh, okay.
And, that was painful. There was no budget to hire faculty. There was no floor space. The electrical engineering finally got a little space. Underneath a stairwell in the Iron Science Center was a space, I think, 10 by 16 or something like that.
Oh, man.
The only piece of equipment we had was an oscilloscope with a miserable bandwidth of about 200K and that's 200,000 hertz. And that was the beginning. And it was my responsibility to hire faculty, design buildings, design experiments,
okay.
Design equipment or buy equipment. We finally got a list together and we presented it to President Wilkinson, and he says, these lists all say mechanical engineering, civil engineering, chemical engineering, electrical engineering. We have electrical engineering science here, an idea of Harvey B. Fletcher, the idea being that if we put the emphasis on the basic sciences, the equipment would be much less, would be much smaller than if we just hit the basic things.
Oh.
Anyway. So, that was the day before word processing machines. So the girls had to type those pages and pages of stuff all over.
Oh, okay.
Since you're interested in history, I'll tell you this. So Ernie Wilkinson took these lists up to the brethren. There was about $300,000 worth. And that was a big lot of money.
Yep. Okay.
And the brother says, no, we can't fund this. Then, how do we get it? Well, we have the bright idea. We've got Geneva next door. They're big on money. Let's ask them. So they went over and there was a meeting set up in New York. Ernie Wilkinson thought he might have one vice president to talk to, but the full board was there. A whole dozen of them, or however many there was. And he made his show, and when he was finished, one of the sharp wags there said, now, President, how much do you charge tuition at your school? And the president told him,
what was it?
I don't remember what it was. at any rate, the president told them, and they said, well, that doesn't cover all the expenses for that school. And then he explained the tithing system. And incidentally, this guy who was doing the question, he said, how much tithing do you pay to your church? Answer was zero. Well, that's how we got funded. At any rate, when it was all said and done, they sent him away with $30,000, which was a starter. And when you've done some fundraising on your own, you can come back and see us again, which I don't think ever happened. But at any rate, now how do we get off on that track?
I was asking you if you worked at BYU.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out you're an engineer.
Electrical.
Yeah, okay.
But I think one of the things...
And she worked with the girls over in that home. What do we call that place over there, Helen?
Human homes.
Well, that was the name for... they had some apartments over there allocated to girls. And the girls would come here.
Heritage Halls.
Oh, okay.
Come here and live on bread and water for a quarter or two. And they'd gain about 30 pounds. So it was her job to have them cook meals, which was not so fattening.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay.
Regarding, and then we'll get back to Tracy, but regarding the engineering department, the thing that...
We didn't have any... Oh, yeah, we did have an engineering department.
But
all those four entities were in one department once.
Well, but the thing that bothered me more than anything is... no one knew what an engineer was. They thought it was someone that drove a train or...
Oh, sure. Know, an engineer, sure.
They had no idea what that entails. And, my father drove a train or something. And just even to define that was...
We asked a classical singer to sing at one of our functions. She wanted to know what kind of songs engineers would like. As if we didn't have any cultural taste.
Okay, I see.
That's the kind of environment that Tracy came into and had to fight. Well, we're off on to ourselves.
Oh, that's okay.
Kids, like, they were used to it. Like the English department or such, had really no big budget.
Well, we had zero budget to start with. We had to beat heads to get enough to go on.
Yeah, that's... I've learned a lot about... Tracy had to get money. He had to get money, too, for his department. And he... He started getting some from various groups around the nation, I want to go back to that. You talked about how he'd come home and he'd be pooped, and he'd go to bed.
Yes.
Now was that the lifestyle for a while, or was it because of? And I imagine it was because of his work.
No.
Or he just.
I think he.
Well, he caught the flu or a cold very easily. He was. Quite weak.
Okay.
Well, also, when he was at General Electric, some of these other bosses and such tried to claim what he had done.
Oh, sure.
And I think emotionally, Tracy went through an awfully lot.
And then he couldn't use the equipment that he invented at GE.
Yep.
Came here and built his own, which was quite unique.
Yeah, he did it twice.
Yeah.
He did it twice before anyone did it once. And his original design, the belt,
yeah.
is still being used today for Diamond Grit. So it's very interesting.
Well, I think mostly to have those his co-workers try to claim what he had done. I don't know how he stood up and agreed.
Well, it was the boss that said, geez, it's fault, really. They didn't give him the record. He should have had a Nobel Prize.
Okay, yeah.
But it didn't work that way.
So he got here, became the research director, and I didn't realize he was working that hard, though.
Oh,
and maybe he wasn't as home as much as I maybe thought he was, and so... So that's
no,
good.
It was Ida Rose that ran the home.
Okay.
She didn't need his help.
So how was she so organized then? She just did
well,
it,
well,
huh?
She had to be with all those kids. The kids were quite close together, so that's a real burden.
But they had a family orchestra, you know?
Okay.
And were up and had the house cleaned before they went to school. They knew how to work.
Oh. Oh, okay.
And I can remember, what was the occasion with Tracy Jr.? Had he done something wrong, Jens, and so they sent him out to dig a hole?
And fill it up again?
They had him and...
Well, you're telling the story.
I don't remember the details, but there was something that Tracy had to dig
up. Tracy Jr.
Tracy Jr. And finally, I think Tracy Sr. told Ida Rose he didn't have to go to China for
oh, okay.
To dig that deep, you know, for whatever reason he had to.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Oh, and regarding Tracy and his kids, he said over and over, no matter what notoriety had come to him when he got in touch with his kids, the important thing was how are they coming in the gospel. And that mattered to him more than anything for him or for his kids.
Oh, great.
I've heard him mention that many times.
I wonder how he had time to be a bishop. He was a bishop for a while, you know.
Yeah. How was he?
He's a very good bishop. Very good.
Well, he didn't bend my nose out of shape, so I guess he was a good bishop. Didn't hear any complaints.
But when they made him a bishop, he got a jump pill and was out to give him strength.
Also, tell me about that.
Well, he had never been very much for doing physical things.
Okay.
But he got that when they asked him to be bishop and went out and jumped.
You got a jump rope?
Yeah.
So would you see him out here?
Yeah.
And he just, that was his exercise.
Yeah.
Oh.
It seems to be, didn't he become a little more healthy after?
Yeah, I did.
I think that was just, I don't know, how many years was it that he was so sickly?
Well, I thought he was sickly all his life. I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, that's great.
But he had been under very much strain.
If you get the notion that we didn't really see much of him, that's right, that's correct. Ida Rose handled that yard and house over there.
Okay. So when would you see him?
Well, a church.
Church, uh-huh. And he was so quiet. Was he quiet?
Kinda.
That's the impression I've got so far.
Yeah. Low key. It was Ida Rose that would get out on the front door and scream to the top of her voice to her kids it was time to come in. Oh, she had a strong voice, that woman.
In fact, you could hear her screaming at those kids down the street. When you, and fight, but she conquered that, is what I admired. And she put up a sign that the Lord loveth a quiet voice or something to that effect, and she finally got a hold of herself.
She stopped yelling later.
Yeah, yeah. But you could hear her cry across the street, couldn't you?
Well, I wasn't home, so you must have heard that.
Yeah. But I thought that was something that she would admit to that and write it on the board to remind herself.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she must have, I understand that they grew a lot of orchids,
huh?
Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, they're still growing them over there.
The backyard?
Yeah, that greenhouse back there.
Oh, okay.
Your pet?
In fact, there are two products of that greenhouse on our kitchen table in there.
In here?
Nancy often delivers our newspaper up to the door.
Oh, okay.
And just yesterday, here was one of her orchids with newspaper.
Oh, okay. Now, was that an Ida Rose thing, or did it, from what you saw, was it, did Tracy participate in that, or?
Oh, he saw that the facilities were in place, but she did the growing and the watering and fertilizing.
Did he put the greenhouse there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this was nothing but clear ground when we first moved here.
Well, I could see from that picture, it's, yeah, there's not even trees, really.
No, that's right.
That's interesting.
There was an old dead orchard.
Oh.
A few scattered, struggling trees here and there. Well, you had to pour water on the on this land before you'd grow anything.
But he was an excellent bishop, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did you think so?
Well, you may remember him better than I do. I didn't get in any trouble with him.
Well, I just came into the family about 4 years ago. And so I don't know him well at all. But I'm starting to. Really, really well. But what impressed you him as a bishop, do you remember? I mean, you say he was excellent, but do you remember anything about it?
Gents, he told Anne Lambert that he never heard so much about sex until he was called to be bishop. Well, I don't know what.
That's a good line.
Some of his interviews and such, he didn't dream. But you have to hear, listen to so much.
So you mentioned someone named Lambert. Was this street named after them?
No,
this is Cherry Street.
Lambert is our relative. He was head of the English department here, and he has also been in the Temple presidency.
Oh,
and he lives up in Indian Hills.
Oh, okay.
But and happens to be. And my wife's her niece.
Oh, okay.
But,
no associates. That was named long before the Lambert
Cherry.
Is there anything special about the name?
Okay,
just named Lambert Lane, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the Lambert Cherries.
Well, this was an orchard area.
Okay.
And I suppose they raised some Lambert cherries. But this is the only street named after orchard fruit.
And also, remember my father was so concerned that what did we pay for our property? Something like 12 feather.
We paid, $3,000, I think.
How many?
Three. Maybe that was too much. But I'll give you a story that we need to feed in here. There's a former bishop Dean Barnett.
Yes, I know him.
Oh, do you?
I do know him. I've actually interviewed him already for the same project.
At any rate, he and Joanne were looking for a place to build, and they looked around, and they found a couple of lots. They found the lot that they eventually built on and a few others. And the man who owned it had a wife who had a serious illness and had generated significant hospital bills. And it's a matter of paying them off. So they decided they'd take the place, and it was going to be, I think, $13,000. That's too much.
Was it more than 1,300 back there?
Probably 1,300, I suppose. And, or 17. At any rate, when they went to tell the guy, we'd like to buy your lot, Joanne spoke up and says, but you aren't charging enough. We've looked around here, and you ought to be charging $2,000 or $3,000 more for this lot than you are. And he says, well, no, I'm a man of my word. I quoted that to you, and that's what it'll be.
So, that's beautiful.
So, that's Sister Barnett for you.
Oh, okay.
But my father.
Oh, yeah, you were on your father's lot. He said, I wouldn't give $2.50 an acre for this stuff up here. It was nothing but sagebrush and weeds and dead orchard. It was pretty grim looking.
So interesting. Today it's green and...
Oh, yeah, you pour water on it and it'll grow.
That's interesting.
Now what else do we... You're trying to get us to talk about Tracy?
Yeah, what else you want to say about Tracy? Let's start on your stuff.
I had this big thing of the kids picking up rocks and how quiet spoken he was. And I grows, the Lord loves a quiet voice. And
we covered all that, dear.
Down. And daily told our boy we got movies to skate. Remember?
One of their boys, David.
David, my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not one of our
we've
boys.
Got movies of him now. How precise he was about getting that kid down and Eric falling over and him picking him up. Anyway, he was very patient.
This is ice skating?
No, roller skating.
Roller skating, okay, great.
On the old steel rollers.
I can't roller skate today.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They've got some good equipment, too.
Let's see. Oh, Tracy, he, something with time, demonstrating diamond making and the press with the scouts.
Oh, yeah. I was head of the, what's the class after the scout? The Venture, Explorers?
I think it's Venture.
Ventures. I had...
No, it's Explorer. Excuse me. I'm the young men's president right now. I lead the Ventures. So, yes, Explorer.
And I had over 30 kids at that time.
Oh,
my four goodness. Assistants. Oh, boy. I did my best. But at any rate, one of the things I would do is... arrange an interesting place for I've since decided I could have invited Las Vegas dancing girls in, and I'm not sure that would have got their attention. But we took them out the world one time to a gun collector. One time we asked Tracy to show off his high pressure machine, and we got a bunch of them in there. He grew up some diamonds for
them. Oh.
Didn't take very long, but he was very free with his time when he came to explaining the making of diamonds to the novice, whether it be Boy Scouts or adult people.
Do you remember what year that might have been, or close to, when you were that explorer leader?
Everything's wiped out by now. Alone. Would have been in here maybe half a dozen years. We moved in here January 1st, 1953.
Yeah, we've been about
56.
When Elwood Peterson was bishop.
Okay. Great. That's really good. 55 or 56. 55 or 56.
Something like that.
You had 30 scouts and you took them, and Tracy was free with his time, you say.
Yeah. Well, that was just one occasion.
Oh, okay.
We went over there. But talking at firesides, other meetings, he was free with his time, as busy as he was. Yeah. What else, Ellen?
I got, they do another scripture reading early in the morning.
Good.
And a household task. And musical practicing, and the fact that he had very frail health, and I was covered for him. And Tracy Jr. digging a hole for punishment.
Well, don't repeat the stuff we talked about.
Tracy Child going on a mission. One of the children had said, why they were afraid of the expense of going on that mission. And Tracy said, the reason we have to be frugal is we were saving ahead for your mission. There isn't anything to worry about.
Okay. You're being frugal to save ahead for their mission.
Yeah, well, they had, but the kids thought, we're wondering how they could pay for it. And he had already taken that care of that. Now, then there's Nancy's big productions on the force, and I can remember this one production she put on. Will you marry me? And well, down to the dungeon if he wasn't going to marry her. And Tracy mentioned he missed Elizabeth singing when she went away.
He missed Elizabeth singing.
He loved that singing.
Oh.
And let's see. When we adopted our first child, you might be interested that this came up overnight, and we had to get Ida Rose over here. I don't know what I would have done without her. And she had to teach me how to bathe that baby. It was just out, like, no preparation or even thinking about it. And then showing up overnight, and she had to show me how to make formula.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
She was very, very helpful to me.
Now, what year was that when you first adopted?
About 50 years ago.
No, give him a year.
1958?
When was Craig born? 56, wasn't it?
Yeah.
56, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
But,
they wouldn't let us adopt a child unless we had a room and a bed for it. And this house got built between the hours of 6 at night and 3 in the morning. And when we moved in, I didn't have time. Winter was coming. I didn't have time to set the doors. So I just planed and sawed them to size, put the door in and nailed it in place to keep the winter out. And then we entered the house by having a big canvas across the garage where the garage door is now. And we had three toilets that worked. One was for dishes, and one was for washing hands and face, and one was for business.
That's good.
We hope they didn't get mixed up.
Oh, that's great.
But what brought that on? The things were frugal. I told Ernie Wilkinson I wouldn't come for less than half the salary I was making. He says, "Why, you'd be the highest paid man on the campus." I says, "Well, that's all right with me."
Oh, that's good. That's good.
What were you on there, dear?
Well, I think I come for everybody else. Yeah. To me, say to everything else.
We really didn't have a lot of interaction with Tracy, did we?
I felt very close to him.
Well, yeah, he was our bishop, and he took care of his duties, but...
I appreciate it. You told me some good things, though, that are going to be in the book.
He used to demo at the ward functions.
Oh.
He used to sit down. He used to be in an orchestra when he was growing
yes.
up.
Yes. Yes.
He used to sit down and play some honky tonk kind of music and that we really enjoyed, and we appreciated that.
Good. Thank you.
Anything else? Well, he called me to be released. I guess.
You ought to remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you would feel close to him then.
Yeah.
A bishop and a Relief Society president, they talk a little bit.
Well, he was released soon after that, though.
Oh, okay.
But he was the one that called me.
Great.
Yeah, and then I did, during those years, spend 8 years over on the campus as in the High Council. Then we left for... Which trip was it? Kenya? No, that was later on.
Romania,
maybe.
Did you guys serve there?
Yeah.
Serve the mission there?
For UNESCO. United Nations Educational Cultural Cultural Organization.
Oh, okay.
UNESCO. And did another one like that in Turkey. But at any rate, we left for one of those missions, and when we came back, the job over there was waiting for us. I ended up in the state presidency for another 3 years.
Oh,
I was over there about 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in the ward here thought my wife was a...
She's a widow.
A widow.
Or you're not active anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Anything else
about Tracy? Did you guys ever get to help him on his farm? Or did your kids help him on his farm?
The kids
no.
Did.
Okay.
They did?
Yeah.
It wasn't until after he was later on in life that I went over to his farm a couple of times.
Okay.
What was that happened to that farm? By now.
Well, it's really funny, I think, the way David puts it. He bought the farm, had a tree farm. They sold it about in 2002. They sold the property to Walmart, actually. To Walmart there in Payson.
Oh.
So the way David puts it is, Tracy grew up and his dad was a farmer for a time, and his family was broke. Well, Tracy made diamonds, got about a quarter for making diamonds,
But then he went back to his roots and became a farmer. And he made way more money being a farmer because he sold his property. So he made more money being a farmer than he made inventing diamonds. And so it's really funny. There's a Walmart down there now. Where the Walmart and Pace is. Yeah. And then there's some trees that are around the Walmart. There are the trees that Tracy raised on his farm. And so there's a little remnant of the farm still there. But yeah, he made a lot more money selling his property.
Well, he didn't ever make any diamonds, really. Well, no, I guess they did have a diamond company, didn't they?
He did.
I don't know how much money they made, I don't know. Oh, and Dwayne
Horton.
Horton was partner with him.
Yeah. And Bill Pope.
Bill Pope. Ah. I don't know how much money they made, but he made his money also by building tetrahedral presses.
Yes. Yep, tetrahedral presses. So.
Oh, there's an interesting story about that. The presses were fed with water, pressurized water. But in the process of shipping them, Tracy didn't want any dirt getting in those hoses. So he plugged them up. And those dumb Chinese connected them up, and he couldn't get any water to go through them. I think he had to make a trip over there, and I remember him telling about that.
Just for the hoses?
Just for the hoses. Well, I don't make sure.
Okay.
That's what he told us about going out of his hotel and taking pictures of the police motorcycle. Is that in there somewhere?
No, I've never heard that. I don't think. Did he get in trouble?
Yeah, he was taking pictures of a secured facility. It was this kid on the motorcycle.
So was this in China?
In China, yeah.
And then he went. Didn't he go to jail or something? Didn't they take him in and wonder what he was doing, question him?
Something like that. Finally, the boss, where he was giving his lectures or installing his equipment, came and bailed him out somehow.
Okay.
Bailed out the Chinese for being so persnickety about getting out his duties. In fact, we just listened to that on a CD here. I don't know where that came about.
What CD was that?
We probably copied it off. Or something, I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe it was a tape. I'll have to tell her. Maybe she can remember better than I can.
Okay. Oh, so back to the hoses. I assume the Chinese, they left the stuff in the hoses, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumbbells. Helen, I listened to a recounting of Tracy's experience in China.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have that on a CD?
He wrote, I could find that in here, about their experience in China. In the Ward, he was in charge of the Ward newsletter for a while.
Okay.
You
I've to... got it.
Oh.
Thank you. Yeah. I just needed to know where you got it.
Yeah.
And I've got that.
Okay.
I've got that whole... They created a whole book of all the Ward newsletter stuff while he had that call.
Good.
So, okay. Thank you. All right. Well, you guys have been really helpful. No, you've told me 7 or 8 things that have really... You know, they're on here, of course. But they're gonna be helpful.
That little thing.
If you had told us you were going to do this 30 years ago, we would have taken more notes.
Hey, you're
sure had a hard time getting a hold of each other.
Boy, didn't we?
I had things come up. You had things come up. And I'm glad you called, though, because I was at the point where, you know.
Do you have some professionals to her?
No.
I can't remember him. Ida Rose. Ida Rose and the kids, you think, put seed in?
Oh, yeah. I promised him.
Do you remember that? I don't remember that. But it doesn't seem reasonable.
Ida Rose.
He would have purchased some sod someplace and covered the whole yard.
No.
You think they seeded it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be. It can't be any other way.
But the Mustangos, Walter, had something to do with it. She was very sensitive to outdoor pruning and different things working like that. What did her father do?
Ernest Langford.
What did he do? Plumber, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah, he was. He was a plumber.
She certainly knew everything there was to know about pruning and other things in the yard.
You know, I think she must have just learned that.
Yeah.
I think she just learned and studied. But her mom was also, she describes her mom how everybody describes Ida Rose, as she was organized, she decided to do something, she'd do it and become great at it. And she did everything. She had absolutely everything. She made all the kids' clothes.
Oh, so did Ida Rose.
Yeah, I mean, that's... So she might have just decided to do it and learned it. So...
Well, if we think of something, we'll give you a call.
That sounds good.
When's the deadline for production?
Ooh, well, I'm up against it.